Hello listeners, greetings to you all. This is Harry Benton with you again, presenting for your listening enjoyment another interesting program of Times of Refreshing. We trust these next 30 minutes we spend together will be uplifting and a spiritual blessing in your life today. We purpose sharing with you today thoughts from the Word of God on the precious blood of Christ. It is only God Himself that knows fully the value of the precious blood of Christ. For though He has communicated to us through His Word, the Bible, His thoughts respecting this topic, there can be a spiritual dearth and barrenness in our lives with respect to the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is our prayer as we consider some aspects on this important subject that we will be reminded again of the great cost it was to our Lord Jesus when He willingly laid down His life in death for us at Calvary, and of our indebtedness to Him for the sacrifice He made. Let's listen now to George Beverly Shea with the song entitled, At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. Mercy there was grace, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own Him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary.
Oh, the love that through salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man,
oh, the mighty cause that God did stand at Calvary. There was multiplied to me, where my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was grace, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
One of the chief aspects presented to us in the Scriptures on the blood of Christ is that it was the price paid to ransom your soul and mine. This is expressed most clearly in several passages in the Bible. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, these words, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin." It is recorded in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9, "When all the redeemed are in heaven, they will sing this song of praise to their Lord and Saviour, Thou hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood." Our Lord Jesus, when here on earth, He said, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many." Matthew 20 and verse 28. Friends, in these few verses I have quoted, the word redemption and the word ransom is mentioned. The meaning of the word ransom is a price paid for one's release. And the meaning of the word redemption is to buy back out of a state of captivity or bondage. Such was the condition of every born-again believer before they came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord. And it is the condition of everyone who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Writing to the Christians in Rome, the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." My dear friends, every unconverted person is in bondage to sin and Satan. Romans 5 and verse 12 says, "For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." To free us from death, the penalty for sin, the blood of Jesus Christ was the price or the ransom paid for our deliverance or redemption from this state of bondage and captivity. Jesus died in our place, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 18. By this supreme sacrifice and shedding his own precious blood, he met and satisfied all the claims which a holy God had against us. Our Lord Jesus accepted the whole of our responsibilities. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24 says, "He bore our sins in his own body on the tree." In a word, he paid the whole of our debt. And the price was his own precious blood. The offering up of his life for each of us availed both to vindicate the holiness of God, to glorify his heavenly Father, and to secure for us eternal redemption. Well, therefore, might it be termed precious blood, so precious as to exceed all finite estimate. It is precious according to the infinite judgment of God, and yet nothing less would avail to save lost sinners.
He bowed himself under the cross, became the servant of man, he freely took our punishment there. There are no words for the love he showed. On Calvary he died alone. The cross where Jesus gave his life. It is my glory and my honor.
Another aspect of the blood of Christ is presented to us as cleansing from sin. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Here, the truth of forgiveness or remission from sin is spoken of as procured by the precious blood of Christ. When we exercise faith in our Lord Jesus for salvation, God sees every believer as under the protection of the blood of his dear Son. As soon as the eye of faith is directed to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, that person stands before God in all the efficacy of that perfect sacrifice. God in his grace has accepted the shed blood of Christ on behalf of all who believe. The born-again believer is completely under its protecting power, as the nation of Israel was under the protection of the blood of the Passover lamb in the land of Egypt, as recorded in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. Friends, God sees no guilt where he sees the blood of Christ. The blood has made atonement for sin, covered it from the eyes of God. Believers are thus cleansed by the precious blood of Christ. The effect of its application through faith is that they are made clean every whit. Another sure testimony in the Word of God that every trace of guilt has been removed by the precious blood of Christ is found in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. There we read, "If the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Friends, I must say at this present moment that Scripture knows nothing of a reapplication of the blood of Christ to the born-again believer. Remember, once cleansed, the believer is cleansed forever before God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 14, the abiding efficacy of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus is seen in contrast with the necessity for repeated sacrifices under the law of Moses. Verse 14 says, "For by one offering he, that is Jesus, hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." In this we can rejoice, knowing that the precious blood of Christ once shed and presented before God is ever there in all its value for our souls, so that the question of guilt can never more be raised against us. Defilements in the Christian's daily walk we will have, but let us remember that God has made a gracious provision for these in the washing of water by the Word, ministered through the advocacy of Jesus Christ the righteous. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26, and 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. My dear friends, the Apostle Paul brings another aspect of the blood of Christ before us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. He says, "We have been justified by his blood." The blood of Christ was so precious in the eyes of God because in his death, Jesus drank the cup of wrath that was due to our sins, and thereby he made atonement to God so adequate and so complete that on this foundation, God could reach out to the sinner, bring the sinner back to himself, pardon his sin, and righteously justify everyone who believes in Christ. Our justification is God's response to the value of the precious blood of Christ. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 25 we read that Jesus was delivered for our offences and was raised again for our justification. Having been raised from the dead, our Lord Jesus is now glorified, exalted, taking his rightful place in heaven. Inasmuch as God has glorified his Son, every born-again believer will also be glorified. This is the promise in Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Listen. Whom God justified, them he also glorified. This future blessing will be experienced and fully realized when we are gathered to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Friends, we are reminded in Psalm 49 and verse 8 that the redemption of the soul is precious. It is costly. Our redemption cannot be affected by silver or gold or any other material wealth, but only by the precious blood of Christ. No greater price could have been paid than that given by God to redeem your soul and mine. There can be nothing in the world so precious in the sight of God as those who have been bought by the payment of that great price, and it is that which makes it so wonderful to be a child of God. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. Even by creation we are his, for the maker of anything has the prior right to its possession. In Psalm 100 and verse 3 we read that God hath made us, and we are his. That is true of all created beings, and as Creator, God claims the right to the worship and obedience of all the works of his hands, for he is worthy of worship and of trust. My dear friends, belonging to Jesus Christ by redemption, the redeemed are brought into a closer relationship, and his love is realized in a particular way. By the pouring out of his blood, Christ paid the price necessary to buy as his own the whole world. He was the merchantman who found treasure in a field and bought the whole field for the sake of it. We read of this in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. By this it means that all men are his by virtue of that price paid on the cross. But listen to this. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 speaks of evil men who deny the Lord that bought them, showing that the price was paid even for some who despise it. Friends, redemption is surely provided for all, and therefore all may enjoy the wonderful deliverance from the bondage of sin and the liberty purchased for the children of God if they will but receive by faith Jesus Christ, which brings to them experimentally the salvation provided by his precious blood. As we conclude this brief meditation on the blood of Christ, we make mention of what is recorded in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. In this verse of Scripture, we read of the great host of the redeemed in heaven, ascribing glory and honour to Christ as the slain Lamb because he had redeemed them by his blood. They recognised that their presence in glory is due to Christ's death on the cross, and together they unite their voices in song. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. Friends, everyone in heaven is there on the ground of the blood of the slain Lamb. Will you be there in that vast throng singing praises to the one who died for you on the cross? Let there be no uncertainty with you on this important issue. Today, you can be absolutely sure of being in heaven. Listen to these words of the unknown poet and make them your confession today. I know I'm a sinner, and Christ is my need. His death is my ransom, no merit I plead. His work is sufficient, on him I believe. I have life eternal when him I receive.
Just gain a
as our time of fellowship draws to a close, we remind you that today's program has been recorded on cassette and is available free and postpaid. Should you desire a copy for yourself or to use as a ministry to others, then we invite you to mail your request to Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale, 3140. The number of the program is 1108. Program number 1108. And the mailing address again is Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale, 3140. This broadcast has been a radio missionary outreach of the Christian Brethren Assemblies of Victoria and is made possible by God's provision through His people. We thank you, friends, for your listening support. Until next we meet, this is Harry Venton for the Voice of Melody team, wishing you God's richest blessing. Goodbye for now, and remember, keep looking up.
You wash away your feet.